defense, and that says a lot. Here comes McCready. Oh, he just sucked the gravity right out of the building. What a play.
Welcome back to the Network 1012.
Who's that? The lockdown. Who's that, William? Who's that, William?
Wait, can I get through my intro without, you know?
We've been
corrupted. We found a white woman. I don't know what to do now about this podcast because it's going to get very weird now. Either we're going to go up really high or we're going to drop into the depths of the Southern Ocean with the Titanic, which I don't think will happen. it's been a long time coming, actually. I always thought about having a third voice, and I think sometimes we can drone on a lot. And we're frankly not as attractive as our third.
And as what the cat dragged in today.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we got ready. I mean, she's screen ready. I've got oranges hanging here as decoration behind me.
I look like I just came from begging, you know.
No, but you always look like you came from begging. Like, run a comb through that hair, nigga. Like, really. you know. But this is so cool because having a female voice and having somebody who's knowledgeable about sports, who loves sports, who enjoys sports as much as any of the boys, is something that's really important. And
maybe some more than the boys.
Can I introduce you now? Is that going to happen? We are going to. This is what happens when you add. You know, we just. So we are so excited to welcome Kaylin. She tried to give me artistic choice preferences as to her surname. I'm just going to leave it at Kaylin because we ain't got time to be calling her, like, you know, Kaylin Cape Town or Kaylin this. We ain't got time for that. But welcome, Kaylin. We are very excited to have you as part of.
Thank you for having me. Finally, I know we've been in talks about something willful. Because we've been in talks about doing something like this for years now.
Hey, okay. Yay. Did I just see what I thought I just saw? Okay. For those who are listening on audio, this man just put out some red wine. Oh, my goodness. Sure.
Headache. You want me to get some bottles? You want me to get some bottles? I'll send them up.
Pop it up.
Korea.
Let me go find my...
I'm still waiting for my Christmas presents, which, you know.
Yeah, let me go get my
it's
Bulgaria
coming on your daughter's birthday. Where's my flowers when I was in hospital?
Honey, you're in hospital every 3 weeks. We can't be spending money on that. Okay. This is exciting because, yes, I'm having a red wine tonight. It was a particularly long day at work. Not because of the amount of work. It was just long.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, there's lots to get through. Six Nations is back. Formula One had their first race. They're on to their second race. Christian Horner somehow survives being the worst hype man in the world. Like, the worst. Like, my man has got no game. How did he get Jerry Halliwell?
Zero game. How did he get her?
He must be so smooth that he could slide uphill, man. There's no other logical explanation.
I think...
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
After reading those texts...
And then, yeah. Well, you see, that's always the difficult thing with those texts because he sounds so dry.
Yeah.
In those texts. He sounds like the Dubai desert.
Oh, you know, Jesus.
He sounds like my middle school boyfriend trying to flirt.
Oh.
It's not working.
Okay, this is going to be an interesting time.
You know, I just realized that let's not out everybody. Okay.
Listen, Horny Horner has had his name splashed all over the media. But what shocked me today was the woman got suspended.
Yes.
But I have heard a little birdie talking on why.
Straight into it. Yeah, let us know.
Okay.
So this is the rumors. And apparently. So we all hearing these rumors going around about now there's a Mercedes seat happening. Lewis has joined the red team, Ferrari. And what's happening there? And the rumors are Max, Verstappen, Mercedes. And they're saying this in this contract, he has a clause. He can pop out anytime he wants. He can leave the team.
Smart.
And what the insiders are saying is Jos van Stappen, his father, anger issues there, is hating Christian Horner. And he wants Horny Horner out the picture. Why, everyone asks? Because Jos van Stappen's dating the girl that Christian Horner tried to flirt with. And she's been suspended. Boom. That is the story going around in the media. Mm-hmm.
What?
So this is ego versus ego. And Max is going to go with his father.
It takes a lot for me to be speechless.
To be flabbergasted.
I feel like I'm in parliament.
Order, honorable Kaelin.
Honorable member. Your honorable Kaelin, you just came in here guns blazing. Wow. So
dropping bombs.
So how likely is that? How, because what we're saying is, okay, what is being said? What is out there? It's out there.
Exactly.
Right? This is out there. This is the thing now.
It is.
She's accused Horny of
Horny Horner.
She's accused him of some bad behavior. Right? Inappropriate behavior. Which I can get, but reading those texts, I don't know. And then he's cleared of all wrongdoing. And now, because what I read, because when I sent you the story, what was that? Just about 4 hours ago, it was already out. Now, are we
that she's been suspended?
She's been suspended. Are we saying now, or is she saying now? Okay. I did this.
But she's been suspended with full pay.
I see.
Because she's got something on them.
I think at the end of the day, they couldn't get rid of Christian because he's Christian Horner. The only person who's going to get rid of Christian is Helmut Marko. That is what we know. Mm-hmm. Or if Max leaves Red Bull, Christian's gone. That's his golden boy. That's the ticket winner to Willy Wonka's factory at the moment. But they also feel like she also wasn't in the wrong. But we can't have these two people working together. That was his assistant. That was his junior. But we can't just fire her because, well, she can sue them. So let's suspend her with pay. She's still getting paid. She's just not with them. And now it's going to quiet down and silly season's going to come up and it's going to disappear. That's what Red Bull's trying to do. I would do that on a PR stand. Make all parties happy and let it die.
Do you think though, because the rumor or the situation is that she's now dating the driver. Huh. She's going to obviously
dad. Come
and watch races.
The dad. Right? The dad.
Oh,
the dad, not Max. Max is dating Kelly PK. Yeah, Jos Verstappen was a Formula One driver in the 90s, but Max is dating... Kelly Piquet, who comes with the number one seat at Red Bull, let's be honest. Her baby daddy, Max, took his place and took his girlfriend. Daughter of three-time world champion, Nelson Piquet. And I don't like that man
this
either.
F1, for different reasons. This F1 is dirty, huh?
Your whole lot of... Drive to Survive next year, when it comes out, is going to be drama.
Can't wait to watch
it. It's starting off with my favorite headline. No, what? Formula One is my drama. This has been my life for 22 years. Drive to Survive next year is starting off with Lewis to Red to Ferrari, baby. Welcome, William, to my team. The red side.
Mm, mm, mm,
and I must say, that when this news dropped, I was shocked for two reasons. Two reasons. One, I grew up hating Lewis. Because I'm a Ferrari supporter. He's always been my rival. Listen, that man is phenomenal. One of a kind. After Michael, he is the greatest in my books. Like, and everything he does out of F1. Great. But now we're getting these fans that are jumping Mercedes to come support Ferrari. But they're not really Ferrari supporters. They're Lewis Hamilton supporters.
Isn't it just great?
So the real Ferrari supporters, we're like, it's like saying you support Sia when he went to Sharks, but you were a Stormer supporter. I'm like,
Have you guys realized how much drama this is?
All I'm saying is...
But secondly, here's the next drama.
Then Ayrton Senna is one of the greatest drivers ever, but okay.
Sure. Hey, I love Ayrton Senna. Trust me, I am a huge Ayrton Senna. Alan Prost, no thank you. But there's a second thing. Ferrari has a little curse on its head where champions go to die. Kimi Raikkonen, Sebastian Vettel, even Alonso came. They never got championships, but there were championship
Did Vettel
drivers.
Win anything
after Michael with Red Bull. He won his three championships with Red Bull before he came over to us.
Didn't he win four?
I think he had four. Sorry, I don't support.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's four, yeah.
Max Verstappen, like what Max Verstappen is doing. So the man won four in a row. It's just, you know, and then it was...
Get to seven and then we'll talk. But I also have to just say to all the new Ferrari supporters, you should start telling your therapist to send your bills to Ferrari because you are now officially in an emotionally abusive relationship. This team is going to make you cry. It's going to break you every weekend, but you stay loyal.
Listen, we brought you on here to be objective. And
boy, have you been...
Jeepers. You're like Tiger Woods on the 18th green at the 18th tee hole at Augusta with 10 shots in the lead and go. You just...
Whooping people's asses, man.
Damn. Welcome. Would you like
Listen,
to speak
I,
about Manchester
it,
United? This is also the Manchester United therapy.
I have a thing about supporting red teams.
Well, I can tell. Except you support all.
Except for my rugby.
She does. She's one of the few people back home that when I know something about our rugby club, she will. Yeah. So she
fellow strugglers. Oh, hang on. I've just made an observation. Point of order. I need to say something. Since the 2010 season, it's either Red Bull or Mercedes that wins.
Mm-hmm.
15 seasons in a row.
It has been.
Two teams. Right. Ah. What the hell is this, La Liga?
But you see, this is this is why they brought in the cap, right? But this is why they brought in the cap. They brought in the cap to sort of equalize the situation. It doesn't. A team like Ferrari with infinite amounts of money, right, will never struggle under a salary cap. They will never have to deal with that kind of problem. Mercedes-Benz as well. I mean, considering they were building tanks for the army here, they'll never struggle to keep up to the salary cap. And even if the salary cap if there wasn't a salary cap. Not what am I saying? Salary. You know what I mean by salary cap. There's a certain amount of money
the cost
that
cap.
They need to. The cost cap.
The cost cap. Salary cap. Which,
So
some teams went over.
Red Bull. But I feel like it doesn't actually hurt.
But the thing is, now we take teams. No, it doesn't touch the bigger teams, but it touches the small. Let's take Haas, for example. Say the salary cap is 200 million. They don't have enough sponsors and money to even get like half of that. So they're never going to reach a cap because they can't. Where teams like Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes, they are so many factories, so many employees. They are huge. McLaren as well. But we'll take Alpine and Haas. Aston Martin has Daddy Stroll banking their team, so they never have to worry. And baby Red Bull is baby Red Bull.
But do you... Okay, so like objectively as you can be, if you had to compare how the cap works, or what the cap brings... do you think it actually is making the sport better, or is it actually harming the sport?
I say this because
I grew up also semi kind of Williams fan as well. They were always that small team who punched above their weight, who would win championships. They were the first ones to really bring in the technology of using traction control, computer assist, all that stuff. And then, you know, we know what happened. And they always remained competitive, but they didn't have a budget, the budget of, say, a Ferrari, of, say, McLaren, of, say, you know, we could go on. Do you think, honestly, that this cap or is good for the sport?
I say yes, because it's brought the teams a little bit closer. If there was an unlimited cap, imagine what the powerhouses could get away with. But then what about the smaller guys that need to show their opportunity? So
yeah.
I think it's good.
That's interesting. It's an interesting point. It's an interesting take.
Sorry.
Because, I mean, a lot of us also, when you look at driving and racing and all of that, there's so much that goes into it. You know, the drivers are really a small microcosm of everything, you know, that goes into a Formula One car. You know, there's parts on there that cost more than our houses, you know, that are made in the factories. So it's just interesting. But looking forward and looking ahead, to the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, which will be on Saturday at 8 o'clock
in the evening,
7 o'clock South African time.
Okay,
7 o'clock South African time.
When we're supposed to be getting drunk,
Okay, you know what? Listen, okay. I nearly said something, and then I know I was going to get into trouble, so I'm gonna leave it. And I'm going to let it go, because people talk about getting drunk. And, you know, just Lani. Just don't use Kiba. The company credit card.
I will not use a company credit card to go and get drunk
Please don't use the company card to
get drunk. Never.
leave it at home. Leave it in the hotel. Mm-mm.
Leave it at home, pal. So, how are we looking? What are we thinking this week? They've had free practice. Alonso has been fastest in second practice. Great for him here in Saudi Arabia, ahead of Russell and Verstappen. As it stands, the latest news is, you know, Verstappen is even saying that this, you know, in Saudi Arabia, he believes that qualifying is going to be a lot closer. I don't know. I think the car that they had last week wiped the floor with everybody. But he's not saying, oh, it's going to be very, very tight. And, you know, we don't know. You know, he's
doing that thing. I don't look at practice. to judge a team. I don't look at practice to judge, because practice is what it is. It's practice. Some teams will go, oh, I'm super fast. Some teams will actually practice. Last week, Leclerc had issues with these brakes. Of course, they've had to fix it. He needs to test it out. Take those corners to speed. It is practice. That's how I see it. I know people are different. But I have a realistic approach to this weekend, and I have my dream approach to this weekend.
All right. Well, we don't have... at Hollywood Bets, we don't have any betting odds, do we, on the motor racing, do we?
I think there should be. I think there should be. Sorry, you've just caught me there by surprise, but surely...
No, they've got bikes, Formula E, Indy... I said this. Listen. HB.
Sort Formula of HWB, E.
Right? They're Formula E. They have bikes. They've got IndyCar, NASCAR...
Formula E, the Tokyo races.
Perhaps, maybe there is an ambush where a particular betting company somewhere on the planet has hoarded the betting to just itself. Because these things do happen.
I do have an in possible with how Formula One works. I do have an in with some work. That's how I know things. Formula One is very particular who they let their rights go to. So I agree with you on there might be another platform that has the rights for betting and you'd be able to display their name. If you've seen, there's been competitions, but they can't use the name Formula One or F1. They have to say the big race or that's
I think so.
Must happen. I know so.
Okay.
So that's why I agree with you on that.
Let me help you both out. We ain't got no damn fucking odds on there. So let's take a guess. Let's take a guess for the weekend. What do you think?
I know who's winning this weekend.
Who's winning this weekend?
I know who's winning this weekend. We all know. It's Max. It's happening. Unless the boy crashes, engine failure, it's Max. I do believe from last week, Carlos has something to prove. He's fighting for his future. So,
of course, he needs a job.
Perez. And you know what? Hammy will take a few races to get in there like he did last year. George is this hungry young one, but he makes many mistakes. Alonso is always good at practice and quality, but I feel Max
race pace is not good in that car.
Like the Ferrari's going to push Scholl. So I'm going Max, Scholl, Perez, Carlos with my top four. Red Bull, Ferrari.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Well, you know what? As there are no betting odds, we're not going to lose any money on this. And people don't at me because I don't want to hear about how I lost you. Kiss my ass.
The money loser.
Right. We're going to go to break and we'll be back in a minute. All right. So, you may call it irrelevant, but we want to get into this. How it looks for the Soweto Derby. It is mm-hmm. Pirates Chiefs, and it doesn't matter where you are. It is one of the biggest football games in the world.
It's the most boring game in the world.
Oh, you seem so... You know what? That's because you're a Pirates fan, hey?
I'm not big into South African football. But I know this game is a rivalry game. This is going to be a big game.
To the death. To the death.
Mm. If some people
even I know that.
You know why. So, Kevin, what do we think? What are you feeling, bro?
I think, look, man, it's two teams. Pirates has been inconsistent. Kaizer Chiefs has been ass. Complete ass. I believe that Pirates, on the balance of play, should sneak this one home 1-0. Look, man, the quality won't be
great. Is that because of Bison?
Because of?
Bison? Because you are a Pirates supporter?
No, just on the balance of how the season has gone. But then again, look, we all know that on derby days, the form book goes out the window. It's the most well-known stereotype or hackney or cliche term ever. But Kaizer Chiefs could rise and upset Pirates on Saturday. They're the most supported team on the planet. So sorry, in the country. So it would make about 65% of the South African fan base happy, because that's how many people support Kaizer Chiefs. That's how well marketed they are. But because it's such an irrelevant game in the greater scheme of things, because Sundowns is going to win the league again, 7 years in a row now. 7 years in a row, and they might do it unbeaten. That's why I'm like, Man United and Orlando Pirates. Oh.
Same WhatsApp group.
William loves sending me this video. Him and Miles of Cat Williams. I wish you could play it over the audio. It's Kaelin, I support terrible teams. When it comes to winning, when it comes to the grand prize, we somehow choke. Choke.
Listen. These guys... Both my teams I support, well, not including rugby, let's get that. And football and Formula One are red. Storm is a supporter, through and through. But except rugby, the teams I support are red. I'm in therapy because of them, let's be honest. But I am loyal, which I shouldn't
be. You know, the issue is, Kepa has been an outpatient for the last 12 years. So that's the problem. He's an outpatient. He's still receiving treatment. But, you know, it's just not happening. You know.
Yeah, Hey, guys, I don't know what to say. I'm like, I'm energy. Okay, here comes the video. Here it is.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers is not like you.
That sounds like my dating life.
Oh.
Ow. Whoa. Good. You. Anyway, hey, so Banna.
Score predictions. Let's go. Score predictions.
I think Pirates will win 1-0. I think they'll win 1-0. It's not going to be a landslide.
Kaizer Chiefs. 2-1. The Kaizer Chiefs.
Woohoo. Ooh, you've made a lot of people happy. You've made a lot of people happy. You're going to find marriage proposals, cows being sent to you from Limpopo, Northwest.
Do you guys want to know what the odds are?
What are the odds?
Yeah.
The draw on Hollywood Bets, the draw is 1.55. Okay.
So the draw, okay, I'm going to guess, but continue.
Pirates are at 1.4. And if Chiefs win... 2.5. So, you know, if you obviously, what do we always say? It's our stand and bet R1,000 or something.
Yes.
If you put R1,000 on Chiefs, you're getting
2,500
back, right?
So you're gonna make money either way, because
you're gonna make money either way.
You're gonna make a sizable money. Yeah.
Pa 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 pa.
What about goals over and under? That's the most interesting thing.
You know, yeah, I'm looking at it. And so, let me see. First 10 minutes, halftime. Listen, if you go first 10 minutes, just for the first 10 minutes, Pirates are at 7.2. Chiefs are at 12.
Jeez. Jeez, there's more money in that than you.
So,
hey, Kaizer Chiefs. Make a plan, Baba. I'm putting R1,000 on you.
The handicap is 3.6 for Pirates. The draw is 2.9 and 0.5 for Chiefs. What was the other thing you wanted me to look at?
I think that is all I wanted to look at.
Okay. Yes, I don't want to do it. Chiefs 1-0. 1-0.
You think so?
I don't. Chiefs 1-0. The way you've been describing how South African football has been.
Yes. Yes.
And the way that you've... It's vented our frustration because one of the things you as a content creator, me who's us really, it's not just me. This is one of many podcasts I want to be doing, right? And we have to plead to the masses. I mean, I was saying to you, the PSL's heyday was in 96 to 99.
Yeah.
Right. That's when football was, you know, Kellen, you were probably like
yes.
a toddler.
I was like four.
There you go. So you had no idea. That was, you know what? In that time, the Currie Cup was also in its heyday.
Hey. Uh-huh.
If we're brutally honest, if you need the Currie Cup.
2007, I feel the Currie Cup peaked. 2007,
thank you.
It peaked
when,
and then it went.
But I mean, in its heyday, when it was like
it peaked.
when it was like for real, when you were watching games week in, week out, like you got excited for the Currie Cup.
I still remember the 84th minute, Sharks versus Bulls. Brian Habana got that try at 84th minute, and so the Bulls could win. Back then,
Super Rugby, buddy.
It was the Super Rugby final. I think, regardless of the competition, at the time, if you look at the two teams, the most two teams made up the bulk of the 2007 Rugby World Cup winning team, when you think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So, that is true. Yeah. At the time, you know, that was... South African rugby's, you know, that was when it was really, but 2007 is when it peaked and it fell off. Currie Cup.
The Currie Cup.
PSL. PSL.
Had started falling off several years earlier. Because one Muhsin Etugral, who coached from 99, the Turkish guy, he believes that the PSL started dropping off in 2007. I mean to interpret that as I think the PSL stopped producing players who'd go straight into the world's best leagues in 2007. It had already been declining. William has got it right. Around the 21st century start, that's when the standard of the league started dropping.
There was interest
in 2010 because of the obvious.
Of course, yes, but
then it disappeared.
Yeah.
There's a lot of names you could, but I just feel like the biggest issue content-wise, you know, yeah, it's cool. Like you see that video of that guy who was talking, who talks absolute smack about coming to the game and that, he speaks to his wife and they're not going to lose and they end up losing. So he's got to do all this crap for his wife. And that's funny because he's just an emotive person, but like we don't have enough to go on because the product is not great, right?
It really is not.
Really is not great. And we can't even talk about, I mean, we could talk about these other teams that are playing in the PSL just to highlight. You know who else is playing on Saturday?
Yeah.
Stellenbosch FC versus Cape Town Spurs.
That should be, by the way, going back to that, Kellen, just to give you an idea, when Willem and I were growing up, that game would have been between Cape Town Spurs and Hellenic back in the heyday. And the match would either be at the old Greenpoint or at Athlone Stadium. And do you know that the stadium would be full?
You could smell
it.
Oh, yeah.
The samosas. And pubs like that.
From Wembley because it was an Athlone Stadium.
You know? Yes. Cape Town, like I was pointing to him, Kelly, you might not know this, but when Bafana won the World Cup talking about? Yay! What kind of blasphemy is that? Sorry. When Bafana won the AFCON in 96, I'm drunk on something. When Bafana won AFCON in 96, the core of the squad was Cape Town Spurs players. Would you believe that? Cape Town Spurs produced the best players in the country in the 90s.
Kaelin?
No, I would never.
But Kaelin, you know, as a Manchester United fan, that there was a guy by the name of Quinton Fortune who played for Manchester United, played for Bafana Bafana. Yeah?
Mm.
You've heard the name. You know where he comes from?
Yes.
He comes from there, around Cape the corner from Athlone Stadium. And he went through Cape Town Spurs. He went through.
Yeah.
Benny McCarthy. Benny McCarthy grew
Benny McCarthy, the current Manchester United assistant
manager. Everyone knows Benny.
Right, right.
You can know nothing about football. You know Benny.
Yeah. Right, Ajax Cape Town killed Cape Town football.
But the point we're making is not more just it's not about educating. It's more about just think about the players we had. I mean, the last Bafana player I could name, literally, is Sipusiso Zuma. And after that, don't ask me questions.
Sure. A legend. He was voted Denmark's, he was FC Copenhagen's greatest player of the 21st century, I think, or 20th. Dude, he's got a statue in Copenhagen. That's how he lifted that team. He made that team relevant in European.
Motherfucker ball, bro.
Think about that. In Denmark, a South African player arriving in Denmark and turning a team's fortunes around so much that he was on the world's best players in 2000 or 2001. He was 29th. He was in the running for the Ballon d'Or. He was number 29 player on the planet.
But think about it. Think about it.
Wow.
We've gone from that level of player.
Yes.
To
whatever this is.
Right. So, PSL. All
right. You understand now.
Mayor of PE, I mean, Danny O'Dan. Sort your life out, bro. Okay? We've been patient. We've been loyal, bro. But laptop screen head has got something going on. Okay? He does. Oh, Kaelin, you don't... Okay. So... You know Hugo Bruce, who's the Bafana Bafana coach, right?
Yeah.
You know how they introduced him? They popped out a laptop.
How?
They popped out a laptop, and they had him on Zoom. The motherfucker was on Zoom. Okay, and they hooked him up to speakers, and they, you know, that's how they asked him questions. Yeah, that's how he was introduced. So I've now forever started calling him laptop screen, because, you know, it just...
The unprofessionalism.
That is so South African. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
That is South Africa.
Thank you.
There, Clark.
Oh,
that's South Africa for you.
We don't need to bring him here. Don't worry. We'll put him on the laptop screen on Zoom. Yeah, we'll call you.
It's embarrassing. Like, we can't stop embarrassing ourselves.
That is South Africa.
Thank you, Kaelin. Thank you, Kaelin. That's
like,
exactly how we
it's
thought.
It's like... Hold on.
So, I just want to round this off. Some other notes.
It's like our president, you know?
Apparently, our president said that the ANC gave Amapiano... you know, if it wasn't for the ANC, there'd be no Amapiano. Guys, please go and vote. Kaelin, have you registered to vote?
Of course. I'm huge in South African politics.
Are you voting for freedom?
Listen, it's for the future generation.
Okay, Kaelin, you look like you're on
I know people that were involved in the Obama campaign.
Sorry.
What were you going to say, Kaelin?
Have you seen about that one party that wants to separate Cape Town from the rest of the country? Only got 200 signatures, so they couldn't become a party to vote for.
Are they by any chance in Heart Bay?
Probably.
I think so. Cape Independence Party. Cape Independence Party.
Yes, that's the Cape. But we have the Cape Exit one as well.
Yeah.
This is one thing I don't like about our politics. You go to vote. You at the box. You open up the paper. And there's like 100 different parties.
Exactly.
And the names. And I'm just standing. I wish I had my phone to take photos of. Why can't we just have five?
I mean,
or here, two parties or whatever.
Here there are, I think it's six or seven.
Yeah.
There's a coalition government here. Exactly. There's a coalition government here. And then there's the right wing party. I mean, no, the alternative for Deutschland. I mustn't say that the right wing party shit. They're just an alternative, even though they're really racist. you know, but you know, they have five or six. You know, that's enough. That's a good enough number. I just think also,
exactly.
I think the US and the UK, they have it kind of right. Where yeah. they have two, and then they might have an independent, right? I can live with that.
Mm.
We have too many parties. And I think,
yeah.
But the problem is, you can't have, right? So if the ANC had to envelop the other smaller parties, right? And then let's say they did that and stayed on the one side. On the other side, you would never get Malema, Steenhuisen,
yes.
the Freedom Front plus the ACDP, yes. all of them to sit together at one table. Never happen. Never happen. And that's really sad.
No. But
like I said, I'm voting Freedom Front plus because I missed the online. deadline. I'm so upset.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, man, it's really upsetting. But we digress.
This is for the future of Jenner.
But, okay, so how many times have you voted in your life?
I think the first time I voted was when I was 19.
Okay, so you're 85 sure now, when so I was that was 19. Quite a while ago.
Exactly. 32. It okay, was
it was the Zuma vote.
It wasn't the national, it was the
local election.
Oh, which one was because I remember where I was local. And what I did to skip the queue.
Who did you flash?
Damn.
No, I pretend I was pregnant.
Damn!
And I got to skip the queue.
Kaylin, back then you were like as thin as my mom.
I know. I pretend I was bloated.
Okay.
I was 19, okay, people? We do silly things.
Where did we
but I voted.
We're still doing
silly. No, I'll never forget.
Sometimes I don't want to pay my
debt. My nephew came with. My nephew was... No, I must have been 20 or... I think 20, because my nephew was about 3-4, and now he came with us to vote, and we had to try explain. Either it's like voting for what dessert do you want? Do you want cake? Do you want ice cream, cupcakes? So we get to the front to vote, and then the lady asks him, "Who are you going to vote for?" He's like, "Ice cream." And he stamped his thumb just because he voted for ice cream, and he got a one of the political parties T-shirts, and he was like, "Yeah, I voted."
That's
very proud.
That's interesting because I voted in the Zuma election.
Yeah, that's my first one as well.
Before I, and that was just be, so I must have been in college and then I left to do Lion King London not long after. Right, that makes sense, right? That timeline makes sense.
2009.
Yeah. 2009. That makes sense.
Yeah, I was 17.
Then you wouldn't have been able to vote. I was then 22, 23.
No.
That was my. And the sad thing about it is, it's the only time I've ever voted because I've been away. Right? I've been away this whole time. And then this year, I really wanted to vote. And I missed the online deadline, so I'm really upset about it.
No, don't worry. There's still, you still got time, man. Still got time.
What do you mean?
They're going to. I have literally forced my parents live in rural Eastern Cape. I have made them register where they live. Vote. It's for the future generations. It's for my child I eventually have in 20 years.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take another break. point Kepa is going to come alive because he also lied to us and told us he was going to travel this week.
And then got cancelled. It got cancelled.
Why? Like, why do you make yourself so important and then you lie to us? We are your friends.
I know why it was cancelled. I know why. Expenses were spent on something else.
Yeah, you know what? The expenses were definitely spent on something else. Caden, can I ask you what's going on with your left index finger?
My nail fell off.
Damn!
You want me to go fetch it?
No.
No.
I can glue it back on. You just look at this hand, guys. Just, look at I had my toes
done. Like Morticia over here.
Oh, you had your toes.
I had my toes. My toes are Morticia, purple. Yeah. They're lilac. Our school, I only wear black.
It's true. It's true. She does only wear black, which is really interesting, considering we can't find a nice Nigerian prince. But
you know. He's waiting there with all my money in his apartment, trying to give me my inheritance.
I mean, considering I was nearly scammed the other day for 22,000 euros. People try things, eh? The Six Nations is back.
Like people with work hard.
The Six Nations is back. And, and guys, okay, fine. People, if you have access to anything from work, whether it's a credit card, bank card, any of that shit, okay, I'm just going to say it like it is, y'all. Stick to work expenses. Do not be ordering shit that you ain't never going to see, touch, or feel ever. Okay?
Wow.
I think something went towards that tennis player. There's a tennis player who's got a very interesting sponsorship with a group, you know, and it's fine. But y'all, I'm just trying to, you know, let me preach to y'all.
Father, word, preach.
Spending your money on shit that you can get for free. Okay.
Amen.
There is so much free shit. In fact,
amen,
in
brother.
Some cases, take somebody out for a date. It may happen. I don't know what I need to tell y'all. Just stop doing some bullshit.
What about the orange YouTube?
I don't give a fuck where you do it from. Wow. The Six Nations is back. And as the Six Nations is back, hey, listen, you know what? If people want to add us, they can come find me. All right, I'll tell them. Okay, I'll get to the bottom of that shit real quick. Right. Kevin right now is thinking, I hope I don't get fired.
Come on, let's go to Italy, Scotland.
So right now, the Six Nations is actually heating up. Obviously, the big game for the weekend is England and Ireland. But we know that's going to be a foregone conclusion.
Goopy corner.
You can't play the Six Nations. If you're going to kick to the second, third best team in the world who eats broken play up for breakfast, you may as well just forget about it. If you have a rush defense that has not really worked very well, that has gotten absolutely manhandled by a South African playing against you, it's not a good sign. Okay. You want to tell me that England right now can beat Ireland? Are you?
What I'm saying is we cannot rule them out because it's the Twickers. And there's been a problem with Ireland and England.
What a fortress that has been.
Dude, are you aware that in the last three games between England and Ireland, England has achieved a record in the first 20 minutes and it's killed the game?
Of course, and they're probably going to do some dumb cuck like that again.
That's a valid point. Now that's a game I'm looking forward
to. I'll bet on that.
Because I'm trying to think who do I want to lose the most? Because the Irish are here. They're here. They're feeling themselves as the best team in the world.
The Irish fans are here.
Ah.
And the Springbok fans are here.
Yeah, we can't shut up. And the English media are here. So it's like, damn it, I want everybody to lose this weekend.
But what we like to do as Springbok fans is we like to remind people that you have to come to South Africa.
And beat us here.
We don't have time for your Milnerton special. We'll take you right there. We don't have time for you. You think you're coming here for a fish parcel and Gatsby? It's not happening. Okay, it's not very easy to come to South Africa. So playing South Africa is a completely different beast. We've been through this. Everybody knows this, right? But right now, let's focus on the fact that England have to figure it out. I honestly agree.
What?
If I'm with, like, honestly, in my heart of hearts, I just don't see it happening.
You don't
it's
see
Ireland all the way. Yeah.
For England to win, so much has to go right. They've got a hold up defense.
All wrong.
Yes.
Right.
An Irish player needs to get a red card.
Let's just leave the cards, because you are on a thing. You're on a bit of a tirade about the cards at the moment. You need to leave the cards alone. Let's just say it's happening the way it is. A couple of things obviously need to happen. They need to score early because their attack has not been great. So how are they going to do that very well? Mm-hmm. They want to kick and chase against a back three that can kick the ball back into space. Or if they run on you, you're fucked. Then they have a forward pack that loves to ruck. Those guys, when they get to the ruck, it's violent, that those rucks. They clear shit out. They have quick ball and they're flying. But for the content and for the culture,
England
is good because everybody needs that team to hate. And the English do it so well because of their arrogance.
Yes.
And there.
Oh, yes.
Right? But it's going to be a tough ask, guys. I don't know. Hollywood Bets has the matchup at, let's see. The draw is 33. England, 3.5. And Ireland at 0.18. So you're not really getting much. It's not going to be a draw. This is not going to be a draw.
Yeah. 33-1. Imagine putting $1,000 on that one, huh?
You know what? You're stupid enough to do it. Do it.
But yeah. Never. Never.
What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at possible team selections, odds. I'm looking at media headlines, guys. I'm so looking forward to this game because I can't imagine who I want to lose the most. I've been trash talking English social media. I've been trash talking Irish. Because they have a lot to say. And I'm a South African and I take things personally because I've got a chip on my shoulder.
No, that's also just because you like to be the angry black man all the time.
Wow. We need to comb his hair, but anyway, yeah.
You're going to pick through there. So you're, okay. Your feeling at the moment is what? Because you're not saying what you actually... You're saying, I'm talking to these people.
What's your gut telling you?
What's your fucking gut
telling you? My big-ass gut is telling me that England is going to get stomped on Saturday. they're going to get stomped on Saturday. But I wish they win just because I'm the antagonist who wants to see chaos, carnage, and a whole lot of damage in
every
direction.
You want to see the world burn.
Anarchism.
You just want to see the world burn.
Anarchist. Dude, can you imagine England winning? That is going to be a result for the ages.
Bro, you know what they're going to need to do to win? They're
It's going to be an upset. It's like Scotland beating the All Blacks.
Worst things have happened.
Right now.
Lost to Japan.
Right now. Mm-hmm. That could happen.
Scotland beating the All Blacks.
The way Scotland playing right now. Don't sleep on Scotland right now.
Exactly. Guys, rugby is in a weird place at the moment. Is in a weird place.
But one thing I would love. Rugby's in a weird place. Why?
Because, let's see. Ireland is the team on the upper. The Springboks have peaked. The All Blacks will never be as good as they've ever been. The days of 80% win. Yeah, the All Blacks will never be in the 80% win rate again.
Richie McCaw are gone.
They'll never. It's gone. It'll never come back. There will be a 70% record team because we're accustomed to them winning 80, 90%. Argentina has stagnated. Australia is in reverse. England has become cuck. Wales has become an also-ran.
Bruh. Australia are not even in reverse. They can't even get the engine started.
Yeah. So it's just that it's weird. You get the feeling everybody's got a name with their bullet on. A bullet with their name on it right now. Anybody can beat anybody except maybe Ireland. Ireland looks like they'll whip everybody. Okay, the Springboks, like I said, they're going to have to let go of a lot of players, a lot of all-time greats in the next 2-3 years. Where's that going to leave us going into the Australia World Cup? But then again, the All Blacks have also had to let go of legends, so they won't be as fearsome as they were before. The likes of Brodie Retallick and Aaron Smith and Sam Whitelock are gone. Richie Moonga. Look, everybody looks beatable, but Ireland. You know what I mean?
I always have a wild team when it comes to these tournaments. Of course, South Africa goes for my Springboks. But I've always had a wild team, which is Scotland. I don't know what it is.
Scotland
is my wild team, my wild card. I can't tell you what it is, but I have a...
South Africa North. That's what it is. South Africa North.
Kaden, I'm going to ask you the worst question.
If you know, you know. Yes.
You think Duan van der Merwe is cute?
Yeah.
There we go. That silence. That's good. So you don't. That's great. No, there we go.
Too young. Too young.
No.
I like
no.
them older.
I just want to know if you... No, because, you know, like... Because Obviously, there's, you know, there's reasons why people watch sports. There's an attraction to it. There's the brutality, the athletes. I mean, watch me some middle distance running.
How many... Listen, as a female that enjoys sports, I have heard it all. You only like rugby for the men. You just want to watch out because you like... I love the game. Give me a pint. Let me shout at that ref. Yes. I don't care who's watching. That's what I enjoy. They're stereotyped into... Because it's fun.
Shouting at the ref?
Go and watch the documentary on Rugby Pass. About them. Three.
Yeah.
You should do it. Refs go through shit too, man. But anyway, continue.
No. I've got the biggest respect for them. Let me get straight. I did that box smart course. I did it.
Okay. So, no. Because you've got to kind of be our barometer on certain things.
Yes.
There's certain things that we can comment on that you can comment on. And, okay. So, we understand why I asked you the question. Here's the simplest thing. England, Ireland. Sorry, it's a foregone conclusion. Ireland's winning that. Though what I would love for England to do is to keep Ireland from scoring a bonus point. Just do that shit.
To set up an interest, yeah.
To set up an interesting final weekend
against France.
If they win by bonus point, it's over this weekend. The next game is
academic. Imagine getting slapped with a bonus point in your home ground. England can't allow what France did to them to happen against Ireland, man.
Oh,
that was a humiliation for the ages lost. England can think about it, William, that's 20 points already in the bag. If you talk about a bonus point victory, and then you convert all of them, that's 28. And then let's say maybe three penalties.
And you don't finish within seven, so that they only lose one bonus point and you get a defense.
No. England cannot allow to get humiliated, man. Not in front of King Charles.
Shame. The thing is, you know, on that game and on how it's going, on what it is. Let's get real. The facts of the matter are, Ireland are going to win the game.
Yeah.
It's a question of by how many.
Yes.
Hollywood Bets, if you people who are using Hollywood Bets as for their betting, you can put a little bit of money on England, by all means. Anything can happen. But the smart money, of course,
yes,
you've got to pick the big green and white horse, and, you know, sorry for you, to be brutally honest. But also on Saturday, the first game on Saturday is Italy in Rome against Scotland.
That should be an interesting game if Italy delivers what they did against England and France. We'll forget what happened against Ireland. That could also have an upset depending on how Scotland turns up.
I mean, the question you've got to start asking yourself is did Italy have their one game in the Six Nations that they have every year, which seems to always be against France?
Yes.
Can they repeat that performance? With a little bit of belief, passion. It's at home. They played really well a couple of weeks ago against France. They will be rested. They will be up for it.
Yes.
Or are they going to be the Italy where we go, no, guys. Yeah. No.
I'm afraid such to a say winnable. This yeah. Because of my heritage. I see Italy getting passes handed to them. I will never give up my pasta. Never.
Yeah.
Kellen, I see Scotland handing it to Italy. I see it. I don't picture a world where... Can Italy just stick to Formula One and fashion? Let's be honest. Football, rugby, football. Just really don't see it.
They're not good at Formula One right now either.
Loyal
fashion.
Except for the
little side note. Mm-hmm. Side note: there is the under. Who's playing here? Is it the under-20s?
Yes.
France versus Wales. France at 32 minutes into the game are 14-5. Just so you know.
Okay, I don't know this today.
Yeah, and then tomorrow. At 8:15, Scotland plays Italy. It's obviously mirrors the men's competition. Mm-hmm. We understand why. Here's my thing.
Yes.
And here's my thing. I think Italy, France with 14 men or so at some point a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Really gave Italy the business. But Italy held firm. Normally we would see them fall apart. They would disintegrate. The fall apart and disintegrate is the same word. They would start getting frustrated with each other. they would stop playing together. You know, everybody would be, they stuck together. They defended hard. They didn't give away any extra points. And they battled on and they took their chances and they started building a little few phases and they were going forward. Okay, like I said, to me, obviously, if you compare their forward pack to any other forward pack in the Six Nations, it's you know, chalk and cheese to me. But the way that they played really gives me hope that I'm not saying they're going to beat Scotland, but I'm saying they're going to give Scotland a hell of a game.
And that's all we want, eh? That's all we want.
And if they beat Scotland, then Kaylin can have as much pasta as she wants.
It's been 25 years of Six Nations, and Italy is yet to reach double digits in wins. 10. They haven't even won 10 games in 25 years.
How many have they won in 25 years?
Probably like 6 or 7 games. Most of them against like Italy, against France and Scotland. And one against Wales, I think.
I'm giving up my heritage.
1 or 2. They wouldn't have 10 wins in the Six Nations.
Okay, so you just lied about the stat that you just gave up there.
10 wins.
They've won 13 out of 120 matches.
13 out of 120 games. Oh, okay. So I was really wrong. Damn. To the corner for me with the dunce cap.
Yes, you know what's nice, eh? Google will sort out all your problems quickly.
So they've won 13 games.
13 out of 120.
That is wow. Wow.
We've talked about this also before.
I have no comment.
She's so disappointed. She's like, oh, fucking hell. We've talked about this before with Italy. You know, it really is a mindset thing. And I think a lot of this I relate to my own guys that I coach. A lot of it is mental. You know, a lot of it is you can physically do it over and over, but do you have the mental capacity, you know, to keep going? What makes you get up every morning to go to work? What is it that keeps you going to work? I like to have electricity, for example. I like to
be paid.
I like to have a roof over my head, and I want to be paid, right? I want to be able to eat something. I would be able to go to the bar. But your mental state, what is it? You keep making plays, as Coach Prime would say. If Italy keeps making plays, nobody needs to pay attention to all the shit that they're doing. But if they just keep going forward, they might cause an upset.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for them. A huge one. It's going to be hard for them to defend Fundamova. It's going to be hard for them to contain Russell. It's going to be hard for them to do a lot of things. But they could win.
Like they beat Alistair Kutsia. Sorry, what?
So, the odds... the odds for the game are 3.5. No, I lie. 3.5 for Italy. And the draw will be 33.
Mm-hmm.
And for Scotland to win, it's 0.018. So
you're literally going to make 18 rand from 100 bucks.
if you put on 100 bucks.
Yeah. Come on, Italy. Come on. You know I'm obsessed with Italy, William. I'm obsessed with Italy being an outfit. I've just been embarrassed in front of the whole world by four wins, but those are four big wins. I got caught lying or got caught talking out of my yash. Come on, Italy, come on. 20 wins in the next 5 years.
So you're going, you're backing the...
Come on, Italy. Come on. Seriously,
you're backing the Italian stallion.
Come on, man.
Caleb?
I feel betraying of this, but Scotland. Okay. I'm going for Scotland. And I say a hiding.
Sure. You're cold eyes.
You know what they always said to me when I was working in the theater?
What?
When you make a choice, when you make a choice, you must follow your heart.
Yeah.
An acting choice. You've got to believe it first because mm-hmm. you can't just do it. That's what some people would say to me. Not everybody. I'm not. Let's not like every acting coach would say. No. If you in your character as the character, oh, I really want Italy to win.
Yeah, man.
I really wanted them to beat France.
And
my head is saying. My head is saying, obviously Scotland. But my heart really wants Italy to win.
Yeah.
And I say that because how important it will be for their development. This year they haven't played really badly.
Exactly.
Last Six Nations, they were terrible. They were awful at the World Cup.
And I think against Ireland, just an observation, they were defeated before they got onto the field.
Yeah, man. Mental. Yeah, it's all head games. Head games and scratches, you know. So... That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. But there's some other things we need to bring up. Caden, you love a horse race. Eh? You love the races. I think
Caden, I love to play my 10 round on that pretty horse. But that's a cute horse. And it's the dress up. It's the hat. It's me thinking I'm Lonnie and I'm not.
Yeah,
make a plan for my girl here. Make a plan for my friend here. Come on,
to.
She's got to get to the Durban July.
To Durban July.
I'm sure her boss is gonna go. Your boss will go, right?
Of course he will.
My boss.
Yeah.
My boss told Francois Pinner that he scored a nice goal. That's how much he knows about sports. And I sat there staring. In miss, like, shock. The man's German. Doesn't know sport. But I do enjoy horse racing.
I live here. I live here. They have sports here too.
No, his sport is art, business, and wine.
Yeah, that's because his ass is this motherfucker got too much money. But we need your sponsorship, sir. So please.
holla at your boys.
You know, I mean, like, I might cuss your ass out when I meet you for telling Francois Pinner he scored a nice goal. No motherfucker never scored any goals. I can't even.
That's a very interesting lad.
Wait. So what's happening is, you know that in July, it's the Durban July, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know this. Because we know how much you like fashion. To play dress up. In between all the football and the rugby and the F1 and the fashion. And you might also find somebody that's going to get the La Bola that we've been dying to have. Ooh. Anyway. Because Keba knows people most. Yeah, but you can't be flashing that hand and then you have four nails and then one is missing. It's confusing most.
I need the money. I need to bet right with Hollywood bets and so I can afford my nails.
But the Durban July.
Be smart, people.
It'll be here before mm-hmm. you know it.
It'll be here before you know it. Because, I mean, you know, we've just started March, then it's April, and it's May. You know, if Hollywood bets wants to, you know, fly me and my family out, we love horses too. What's up? what's up, man? You can spend the company money on bringing me out to the Durban July.
Well, I need to find out because I have two family members that work in horse racing in England. So I should find out if they have bringing down any.
Now, this is interesting. So, Kebba,
yes.
Here's a question. Are we allowed to only... Because Hollywood Bets hasn't really given us a brief on this yet. Because right? As you are our in there, hence why we know about certain things we shouldn't know about. And, you know, are we going to get like some... Do we not, you know, are we going to, you know, be able to speak in depth about the horse and the breeding and the name? It's got to have some fantastic fucking name, you know.
Oh, of course it will. Have like three names.
It's got to have one of them like one of them, you know, ghetto ass, you know, names that
horse lightning shoe or something crazy,
you know, some shit like that. Because you know, black Americans from the ghetto will name their children Laquisha, and I can't even get that right. So.
Finiqua. This is going to be my horse. Finiqua.
You're going to name it
Finiqua Laquisha Abraham. That's my horse.
George. It better win. It better win.
Of course. Me.
I think, you know, other people just call their horse like Chestnut.
Yes.
No, we out here.
E Pintombi.
So what is the situation currently as we looking towards July?
Oh no, we're still waiting for the theme to be revealed. Once the theme gets revealed, that's when you know things are beginning. Just wait. Within the next few days, we'll know what the theme is, and then we'll start looking at...
I'm ready.
I'm telling you. We are briefing, and then I'll haul at your board.
It's not going to be Mardi Gras.
I'm ready.
No comment there.
So first we're waiting for the theme.
Yes.
To... Right, and do you have a little rundown? Do you have a little basic off the top of your head, sort of?
No, on what... I will know tomorrow. Funny enough, I will know tomorrow.
No, we don't need to know the scoop on the damn theme. I don't want to know a fucking theme. Do you have any sort of horse? You know, the horse racing, the legendary. What is the Durban July about? Why July? You know, because Kenilworth, the J&B Met. It's always at the beginning of the year. You know, is this sort of
not the J&B Met anymore?
Because
what is it called?
The Cape Town Met.
Sun
Cape
Met.
Cape Town was yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't the Sun Met?
Sun Met, something like
that. We have the King's Plate now. No Queen. King's Plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we in the beginning of Jan, at the end of Jan, we have the Sun Met.
It's usually happens in July because that's warm out in Durban. There's no winter out here. And it's an excuse for the rest of the country to come and pour as much money into the economy as possible because it comes 2 weeks after the Comrades Marathon. So remember, those are two centerpiece calendar events on the social events list in Durban. So Durban at least gets attention on it for 2 weeks in the year. So hence why.
When do you think they're going to change the name of Durban? Durban is sounding still too very...
I'm surprised. I'm surprised because it's Etegwini. We know it as Etegwini. And it's just up to the ANC comrades to decide how do we steal money with name changes.
Oh, now they're comrades now.
Yeah.
Because you know you like to say things. So if you actually go on the Hollywood Bets, there's a whole site dedicated to this. It's the Hollywood Bets Durban July. And you'll get race information, fashion information, Caden, event information, right? Everything that's kind of going ahead and kind of going forward. You know, and all the stories that'll go around. And as it ramps up and as we get more information that we can share with the masses, than the millions and millions that listen to us. I'm quite excited for this, and I really hope you two go. I mean, Kebby, you'll have to be there, but I mean, of Kellen, course. I hope you get to go. Because I think this is just one of these things that, you know, there's just something about a day at the races.
Yes.
Oh.
You know?
It's the best.
It is.
You get so involved. I remember the Queen's Plate the first time I went. And I thought I was some hot shot person. I won a lot of money. I still to this day not know how. But you listen to the people and they explain this and it's just the vibe. You dress up, you're something different, you go into it. It's not what everyone thinks. Oh, horse trading, la di da. It's not. It like takes over you. I say, guys, if you're gonna go to something, go to the horse race.
Because something I miss here. So where we were living in Hamburg, actually, we lived down the road from where the horse track was. And I just never got the time to get up there. I love that kind of thing. I don't know. It's just because I think over time, as the world, you know, has become more open to things and allowed more access to things that were so extremely exclusive. Because if you think about it, 40 years ago, 30 years, you know, it was very secluded thing to do, and only a select exclusive group of people could go, regardless of and don't be all this, oh, it was a race thing. No, it wasn't fucking about that. It was more about,
it was finance as well.
It was money. It was more money than because at the end of the day, like the Americans say, I don't care what you look like, money is greed.
Yeah,
you know. And there was just something you would dress up, and you know, when we were younger and what was then called the J&B Met, you know, it was, you would hang out in that one little area at the back there where the horses would come up, because we were all cheap students, and then there was always somebody who could get into a tent, and then you go in a tent and you feel really inadequate because these people are talking about stock portfolios and you're talking about stock on wine stock and how much bottles there are because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But I think it's so cool, and I'm actually looking forward to getting into it, and I hope to God, Kaylin, that you do go, because Keba will
I'll make a plan.
Cross fingers.
And I'm seeing here, but some of this, so you know, obviously these are, you know, there's what's written on this site is obviously a lot of you know, there's racing news, there's racing history, there's all kinds of things to look at. Some of it is old, it hasn't been updated yet, but I think it's cool to actually go back a year ago and read up on you know, the previous year, especially if you're going for the first time, and people who bet horse racing, and hopefully we can get somebody to jump on with us to talk horse racing and educate us a bit. I mean, there's some motherfucking horse called Charles Dickens. Okay, so you see, it's time. it's time. So yeah, as time goes on, we'll be shining a spotlight on that. And this has been fun. I've really enjoyed this. I think this has been Kaylin's audition, and she's done really, really well. You know, the jury's still out. I mean, you know, we'll have to see if she'll be regular.
Can always bribe the jury.
You know, I don't know. There was some.
I got connections.
No, we've had a lot of fun actually recording this, and it's so amazing that how crazy the world is. Two people can be in South Africa, and one person can be in Germany, and you can make the shit work.
You know what I mean?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Two different parts of South Africa.
That too, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, you'll stay classy. Don't add us if you lose money, because we don't want to know about y'all. I am
Network 1012, Will Esau. We have Lockdown Spectator.
Get one more try, the one and only.
Get one more try. And I'm going to do it because she's going to hate the fact that I'm going to use her surname. But she is at Kaylin Shepherd on IG. And she talks all kinds of nonsense.
Also, she's on IG.
She's on IG.
As opposed to any other questionable website that requires credit cards. And...
No, I mean, I don't think she would be on anything that requires a web, a credit card.
People would pay me not to show things.
And on that note, I wish you all a good evening.
Cheers.
Stay classy, people.
Oh, that's it.
Over.
I like it for us that Dennis and Nettie, sir.